There's a thousand pretty women living out there. They're all living, the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a line of despair. So viva Las Vegas.
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. This is John Katzalamidis. I write for all the publications in Greenspun Media Group, and I also write for The Sunday, the weekly publication. It comes out on Sunday, except when it comes out on...
The Saturday.
Joining me once more
makes
is...
Makes me happy every week.
I almost forgot it this time. My dear friend, the beautiful, the effervescent, the reliably fragrant, Trish McCrone. Trish.
Thank you, Kat.
What's going on?
Haven't seen you in a little over a week. Because last week I was at a recording with Mr. Newton that I wasn't
Wayne.
Here last week. And so now I forgot that you had your head shaved.
Oh, it's astonishing, isn't it?
I walked back in. I was like, oh, I forgot. Like I meant, you know, I expected to see the coiffed cats.
I know. I let it grow out, too. Pretty substantially.
The crazy thing is it's already grown in quite a bunch in a little over a week.
I'm
it's
taking
ridiculous.
every supplement you can take to get your hair to grow.
You don't have one bald spot.
Yeah, I do.
It's amazing.
The hairline's not where it used to be, like when I was a teenager. It's still... But it's up to the point where it's stopped.
Neither
you know
is
what I
my
mean?
Behind. Isn't where it used to be.
My hairline moves up. Your butt moves down.
It's all
That's
gravity
how this
is not my
relationship
friend.
Works. It's a race with the devil between my hairline and Trisha's tushy.
There you go.
I didn't notice that about your butt.
Well, oh, believe me, I
mean,
and
I've been trying to notice it, but I have not noticed.
Well,
it.
Well, now I'm going to like back out now of the room. I'm not going to walk out my normal way.
Damn.
And also, I have to give a really quick happy birthday to Kathleen Newton, to Kat, my sister. Tomorrow is her birthday.
Kat. That's right. That's right. She's in that spate of March birthdays. Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Kat.
Yes. Happy birthday to the cat. And,
she's lovely.
She's lovely.
She's a beautiful girl. Yeah.
She is.
Yes.
And I obviously got all the personality in her, and my other sister got all the looks. That's how we look at it. But and she definitely got the brains.
You're
Kat definitely got the brains.
You guys don't get sold short anywhere.
None of us got into Harvard Law but her. Let me tell you that. But but you had a very exciting week last week.
Yes, I did.
That you huge news here is the. Pacquiao Mayweather situation. The fight's finally going to happen.
Do you follow the fights and all this?
I do.
You know this is a major.
This is something that has been out there it feels like 10 years that they've been like wanting this to happen.
You know, it's funny, the history of this fight. They're fighting on May 4th here in Las Vegas at MGM Grand. You can't get a ticket, so forget that. But you can get a ticket to watch it on closed circuit at various locations and MGM resorts and around the city. You can do that. But
so it's Cuatro de Mayo.
It's the night
day before Cinco de Mayo.
It's also the day that the right at the weekend that the Riviera closes and the rooms at the Riviera, which are being gutted even as we speak, are going for like $1,500.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding, because I was going to try and stay there and cover the closing of the Riviera, and I was going to just get a room and be reimbursed. And I saw the rates, I'm like, oh, that's a record for the Riv.
Wow, I'm sure
going
it is.
Going out with a bang.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I am. Everyone thinks I'm in charge of the implosion.
Yeah,
all
right.
Because I did one implosion, now that I'm the implosion girl.
But it's an easy handle to obtain, right?
There you go.
All you have to do is
the only thing that imploded were my hopes and dreams. I'm kidding. So went to LA for the big announcement.
I did, and I'll be covering that fight, and that was why we were a little bit off of our game last week. But we're going to have this fight finally, 5 years at least in the making. At one point, we thought this fight was going to be at Cowboys Stadium, 110,000 people. That never happened. It's a Las Vegas thing. Floyd Mayweather is a slight favorite. He's undefeated.
He's a
Las Vegas native. And there's Vegas all over this fight. Yeah. Bob Arum, the founder of Top Rank Boxing that represents Manny Pacquiao, is a Las Vegas guy. Our city deserves it. And this is going to be one of the biggest weekends in our history. And
so maybe I should try to rent my room, an extra
room. You should, yeah. And Floyd Mayweather, they talk about boxing being in a decline. Floyd Mayweather will probably make $120 million off this one fight.
Wow.
We threw that number, a number at him.
That's
during
a lot
the news
more
conference,
than he made when he did Dancing with the Stars with Wayne.
Which didn't harm or help his career.
I know, he just kind of was there, yeah.
I was surprised he didn't do better in that, actually, because boxers are known to
great
have
footwork.
Athletes usually do pretty well
in that
show. Yeah,
but you got the heel toe stuff that's a little hard to – and the hunching
Who
over.
Who was his partner?
Karina Smirnoff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was Karina.
Karina.
So wait, when you said that you threw out that money, what did he say?
He said somebody said something about a nine-figure payday for him, which would put him over $100,000. And he didn't even flinch.
$100 million, you mean?
Yeah, $100 million. And he didn't even flinch. He says, you know, when you, he said something to the effect that when you reach the level of greatness that I have in my field, those numbers are possible.
And he's modest.
And Pacquiao, who's making 40% of that purse, is going to get about $80 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, so, I should have married a boxer.
I don't know what else to say, folks, but if you can get it, get it. Money is his nickname, and
there
that's
you
not
go.
By accident. So.
But speaking of your hair.
Speaking of my hair.
Being gone.
Gone.
The young man that shaved your head, his father's here today.
His father, Sammy Sala, is our guest this week. He's going to be talking about a CD that's very special and a story behind it that's very special. The CD is called Awaken. We're going to be talking all about that with Sammy Sala, our guest. But first, it's Josh Bell with Movies. So stick around. I know we will.
I can't let anyone else die because of me.
No one else is gonna die because of you.
You know, I'm just one person. I'm not worth it.
No, you are worth it. You are worth it to me.
That's Shailene Woodley as Triss and Theo James as Four in Insurgent, the second movie in the Divergent series based on the series of novels by Veronica Roth. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Insurgent manages to bypass the exposition about its dystopian future, but it remains just as nonsensical as the previous installment. Shailene Woodley's Triss, a so-called divergent who doesn't fit into any of her society's five factions, spends the movie on the run from people looking to kill and/or capture her. There are more exciting action sequences and better special effects than in the first movie, but the characters are still flat, and the plotting is still an incoherent mess. I give Insurgent 2.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is the thriller 71, set in Belfast, Northern Ireland during the Irish Troubles.
Because of the deteriorating security situation in Belfast, you aren't being deployed there on an emergency basis.
We need to go out there and reassure people. We're here to protect them. We need to look them in the eye and tell them that.
British soldier Gary Hook, played by Jack O'Connell of Unbroken, gets separated from his unit on his first mission into riot-torn Belfast and spends a harrowing day and night trying to get back to his barracks. Without a detailed familiarity with the various factions involved with the Irish Troubles, some parts of 71 may be a little hard to follow. But the filmmakers succeed at making those distinctions less important than the visceral danger that Hook is in from moment to moment, and they maintain the tension throughout the movie. I give 71 3.5 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now is an original cast member of the Cirque du Soleil stage show Ka at MGM Grand. He's a multi-instrumentalist in the show and also an acrobat, specializing in percussion, the earth harp, and guitar. Away from that show, he has recorded an album of world music titled Awaken, and this is him playing his handpan even as I speak. This album has a remarkable story, folks, and here to tell it is my friend Sammy Sala. Sammy, thanks for joining us, and thanks for the music interlude.
This is the coolest instrument. It looks like a giant turtle.
It's a steel drum flipped upside down, right?
Exactly.
Right on the backside.
Amazing. And then on top of it, the French accent. I mean, we can't get any cooler guests than today. I'm sorry.
That's one of the things. You're automatically.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oui, oui, vieux français.
Those French have a different word for everything.
Chanel.
So, Sammy, like I mentioned in the intro, you're in the Ka show, but we know you in a lot of other ways. Now, let's start with the CD that you've recorded. It's world music. It's called Awaken. And it's been out for a few months.
Yes,
right?
Since last November, yes.
Now, why did you record this CD? Tell us the story behind it.
Well, I found this beautiful instrument, which is a handpan, or Kesa, which is a German model. And I found it quite a few years ago. It was in 2008. I saw a guy playing it on the internet, and I fell in love right away with it. I played percussion for about 10 years when I was in school back in France, before my acrobatic career. And when I was in Vegas, I actually saw this instrument and I needed one, you know, I need one. So I was lucky enough to get one and I played it and I was in love. But Well, I was studying jazz and those kind of things at this time, you know, and I have like 7 notes to play with, and I wasn't sure if that was enough. So I played a little bit. I created maybe one piece or two, and then I left it alone on the side. And I took it back about 2 years ago when I played it a little more, and I wanted to create something with it. So I said to myself, let's create a few songs and record it, you know, so we can perform with it. And that's what I did. But after a whole month, I actually had the whole album ready with all kind of influences, you know. There's sound from Brazil, Africa, all really what defines me as a musician, or what defined me at this time of my life, because, you know, things keeps evolving.
Yes,
and exactly. And that's what came out. So this instrument is played in every song in the album Awaken, either, you know, in front of you really loud or slowly, I mean, not so loud on the back, and you can hear some other instruments, you know, didgeridoos, cellos.
Didgeridoos. I love that. That's Australian,
that's
correct?
These are true world instruments, aren't they?
I mean, yeah, they are. I mean, I try to make it as much eclectic as possible, you know, because this is all my influences. And yeah, and it worked out this way. And then, yeah, here's the album. That was a great adventure. And yeah.
Yeah, speaking of adventures, now the reason you recorded this album is to raise money to defray medical costs and living expenses for your family.
Yes.
Tell us about your son, Alon. Anybody who's read my column knows about your
incredible
son.
And by the way, Katz, it's a beautiful column, and it tells a beautiful story about your family. Before we get into that, I want people to know, because we're going to say it a bunch of times during it, where can we find the CD?
The CD is available on samisaula.com, SamiSaula.com. And you can buy the CD over there. And that's it. There's a few locations in town, like Sambalate or Kidville, where you can go in the store and buy it also. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it's on my website.
Okay. And Kidville is at Tivoli Village.
Yes.
And Sambalate out at also at Tivoli.
Yes.
No, at Boca Park.
Boca Park. Right.
Boca Park for Sambalate. Tivoli for Kidville, and it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's a great. I played this. I had it for the holidays. I played it around my family, and they dug it. It's really
fun. Let's hear about your beautiful son, and that all the proceeds are going for his medical bills, and that all of the money. And can you explain what's going on with your son?
Yes. Well, he was born 2011, and he was okay until his first 6 months were great, and then he kind of fell sick. We don't really know why, and in a way that we had to get him to the hospital. And he spent there over a month at this time, and then he went back to another month and another month. And they kept trying to find what's going on, and they couldn't really figure out. He just turned 4 last month, and he's okay, he's stable. He's been diagnosed with celiac disease, which is intolerance to gluten.
Mm-hmm.
He also has a lactose intolerance. But this is... Aside from his other immune deficiencies that we don't really know what it is, it could be something in, they don't really know. He's been treated every month, which helps him grow. So he looks normal, he feels happy, you know. And at the end of the third week, there's like a low down feel where his stomach is upside down and it's weird. He has his treatment again, and then it feels good. So doctors say the treatment helps him grow, so we're going to keep on going this way.
It keeps him...
Yeah, it's
appearing normal.
Yeah.
Autoimmune, myself having lupus, I know that I've had to deal with this. Steroids come a lot into play into helping with any kind of autoimmune diseases. Yeah, so this infusion that he gets every month.
Yes.
Now, I mean, also, in talking with Katz, it takes hours for him to get this, correct?
Yeah, this infusion is called IVIG, which is an infusion of IgG, which is a protein into the blood, and it helps regulate his blood basically. And you know, once the blood is good, everything works in the body. And he's plugged. I'm gonna say he's plugged, which is weird, but for about 7 to 8 hours.
He has a port now.
Yes,
so
now he has a port,
which is easier for him. Yes.
Yes, so a line connected to his heart, so they can plug him right in there, so there's no more pain. You know, he's been on 2 intravenous for a month, and that was kind of
that's hard really for anybody,
difficult.
Not yet a child.
Talk about that period, how hard it was to get Alon to sit for treatments.
That was tough. I mean, you know, we needed quite a few people to hold him and, you know, get him plugged.
Like,
and then,
5, right?
Yeah, 5 people to hold him down. And, you know, I mean, that was pretty tough for him because he was over it, and, you know, for us to deal with everything. And That was a tough time. So the doctors decided to say, well, he's going to be on this treatment for at least 2 more years or, you know, maybe 2 lives. Who knows how he's going to react and how he's going to be in the future. Is he going to grow out of it or is he going to keep being sick?
You have no idea, do you?
We have no idea. So they decided to put the part and it worked perfectly. And now he's really proud and, you know, he takes his shirt off and shows it to everybody.
This is true.
This is my part.
I know. He is all about the part.
He is the most adorable child. And actually, Katz put it on his social media and sent me the text right away for his birthday, mm-hmm. how he sang happy birthday to him. It was the cutest. This little boy, you would know nothing is wrong with him. He is so adorable. And then reading his story, as I did in the article that Katz did with your family, it was heartwarming and broke my heart in so many ways because it's such a helpless feeling when it's a child, especially your child, to have to go through this. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what I learned, and I did some research on my own on this as well, is that basically for a while in his stomach, it was sort of an autoimmune with the lining of his stomach and everything. It was not allowing nutrients and the proteins and iron, everything that we need to grow and to live. Mm-hmm. The body was not processing any of that.
The body was not absorbing any nutrients, So he was fed through a line into his stomach for a month, I want to say a year or a year and a half maybe.
Wow.
Just, you know, to make him right nutritionally, if we say that.
Yes.
And then we decided to stop and say, let's, you know, make him eat, and see how it goes. And it worked. And then he had another surgery. He had like 12 or 13 total, you know, operation. And the last one said, oh, he's got celiac, so let's cut the gluten and, you know, let's cut the milk. And it, he's stable, you know, now he's definitely gluten-free because whenever he slightly eats something or, you know, touch something about gluten, then he's sick for a day. You know, he's got bad stomach.
He can't even breathe gluten, right? I mean, he can't be around it at all.
No,
right?
Once it's in your system, you know, it's he has to process it, so it goes in, he has to go out in a way, and it goes through the guts, and then he's...
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, and I think there's different levels of celiac people. Some are more sensitive than others, and he's pretty sensitive now. And we'll see how it goes, you know, over time, maybe, because celiac is something you have for life, so he'll be like, this is all life, so if you learn... he's going to learn how to deal with it. You know, if not, he already did. But it's maybe he'll be less sensitive or over time. We don't know. It's kind of a big question mark.
But, I mean, this has caused a lot of bills. I mean, the fact that he's had all these surgeries and he has – I mean, I know from just infusions as an adult that the costs are huge and insurance only covers so much.
Yes.
So you just keep building up. And what I love that in the interview what you had mentioned is that it was either you or your wife that said, you know, we just don't want handouts. We want our art. We want to sell what we do. We want to do something have people purchase it, and then we'll use that money. We're not looking for handouts. What we want is to, you know, we are basically working and for then not just donations, that it would be just so happens people get to enjoy your music. They're getting something, and then they're also helping with all of these medical costs.
Exactly. We, you know, we've asked for, we like to give a lot, but, you know, we have a tendency to not ask for help. You know, it's our natural way to be, and we love to give. You know, we participate in Saint-Baudrillard, Cycle Scooter, all those kind of things. And the funny thing is, the first year we participated to Saint-Baudrillard, Ilan was not born yet, and we raised enough money, we as a team raised enough money to bring a doctor in town to help for the kids where he's treated right now. And, and this doctor is now, you know, a good friend of us, and he's treating Ilan
on a
daily basis.
The,
you know, so
the
it's
doctor you helped bring to Las Vegas
before he was even born, you even knew.
And, amazing.
And for those people that don't know, Ilan was the one who shaved Katz's head this year for St. Baldrick's.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So,
with some help from Leslie, or his mom and your wife. He was excited about this,
And the following week, he wanted to shave. He's like, I think I want to shave my head. Or maybe do a mohawk. So we get him to do a mohawk. So
he's in a mohawk now, right?
Yeah,
he's so cute.
And how Baldrick's, I want to say, Sammy, how Baldrick's plays into this. St. Baldrick's Day helps fund the center where Ilan is treated, the Nevada Children's Specialty Center.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Across from...
Which is a Cure for Kids Foundation that is in charge of Nevada Specialty... Sorry, I missed the word, too. you get me confused.
Nevada Specialty... Hold on here.
That's okay. We miss words all the time, and we're from this country. So we were born here.
Nevada Specialty
Children's Specialty Center of Nevada.
Here we go.
I did this with Leslie the other day, too. I was trying to talk about it, and I did the same thing. I foo-fooed the words. But this is the center where Ilan is treated, and a lot of other children are treated who yep. have various it's yes. mostly known as a cancer treatment center, but it's also yeah. for other children. This is why the St. Baldrick's money is so important, because they're the yeah. chief funder.
Yeah, they treat kids who have whether or not they have insurance, they get them, they receive them, mm-hmm. they treat them, and you know they do their best to keep them good and healthy. And but still, for people you know who have insurance, they still have to pay copays, and that's what we did, you know. And after 3-4 years, it is a lot. And that was one of the reasons why the CD came out too. You know, one, I needed something extra. I'm more of an introvert person, so I need to let it out differently than, you know, by mm-hmm. words or talking. So mm-hmm. music came out, and I was like, let's do this. So the album came out, and that was a time where Ilan was kind of sick too, you know, in bad phases. So I had to let it out this way, which gave birth to this beautiful album. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it keeps on coming now. Different feelings come, so I write new things. But, yeah, as you said earlier, people helped us financially and, you know, emotionally, of course. But we're at one point where we're like, we got to do something, create something so people can get something back more than
words.
And
also it gives awareness, too, just by the album being out there. Mm-hmm. It gives awareness to what is going on. And because especially with autoimmune diseases, it doesn't get the recognition. And they're very hard to diagnose. They're very hard to treat. And so especially with a small child who can't necessarily say exactly how they feel or understand what's going on in their body like adults yeah. can, it would make any kind of diagnosis even more mm-hmm. difficult.
Yeah, he's learning to know his own body, so he feels something, but he doesn't express it the way he feels it, so we have yeah. no idea, you know. Even now, 4 years old, if something's wrong, he doesn't want to show it. He's being strong and, no, I'm okay. And then we see he's more active or, you know, he has some... his belly
stomach
hurts,
issues,
stomach
yeah.
issues. So we can see that something's wrong, but he's not going to tell you. And this is something he's going to learn over time. And yeah. we will too, you know, learn to get to know him through the sickness. But it's not easy. And we do meet a lot of families who, you know, have the same kind of problem with their kids, or obviously worse. Yeah. And so it's a totally different world. And that's why we realize, you know, they do need help, money for the... For the foundation, but also, you know, any kind of help, you know, being there, going and helping,
sure.
creating events, things like that. That's why Circus Couture, you know, got created, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you know, everything is about helping out. Yeah.
And your Cirque family, you have a very tight community. It really appears like you all. I know that your good friend that passed away, that in the horrible accident in Ka,
yeah.
that you all just really rally around each other and you take care of each other and their families. And it's such a beautiful thing to hear all the stories when that happened. And with what you're going through, it just seems like when the chips are down, when things get rough, that you all gather around each other and support each other and try to help or solve the situations any way that you can, which is
yeah.
a beautiful thing.
It is. That was a rough time for everybody, you know, and we all got through it in a different ways. I wrote music, you know, that was my way to let it out. And this music is now downloadable on the internet, forsassoon.org, where if you buy it for $5, the money goes to Cure for the Kids Foundation, which again is all mm-hmm. related. And members of her family asked me to put it in the album because they said we wanted to get it out there, you know, because it mm-hmm. sounded great.
And you've done a video on...
And there's a video also.
That's where
yeah.
I think I got to know you guys first. Was it the video shoot?
Yeah, I played it at Composer Showcase, and I think you
yeah,
were there.
Yeah, and it, yeah. one of those. But this, who we're talking about is Sarah Guillaume-Guillard, who is the
I didn't
woman.
Want to be horrible on her name, so I did not I did not say the name because I always
That was confusing when that first happened, too, about how to refer to her. Sasson was her name, and she was a friend mm-hmm. of your family and part of the Cirque community who was killed in the production of Ka, falling off the final battle scene in June of 2014. And is that right?
No, 13.
2013. I'm sorry. It was more than a year. Sorry. More than a year to take that act back into the show. So mm-hmm. this is a very resilient cast that is
yes.
in this show.
It really does show their community.
It
you
is.
Know?
And Cirque
it's
is
beautiful.
Tight. I learned
yeah.
this about this Cirque du Soleil group. It's a very tight-knit group. So what is next for the CD, Sammy? You're going to have another event coming up to raise awareness for it and to sell it, right?
Yes, we're actually creating right now a new event that will happen on May 22nd at a place called Domsky Glass, their place where they blow pieces of glass.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to help us out the same way. They said, we want to create something for you guys, but for your family this time, not for any other event. So we were kind of touched, and we said, yeah, okay, let's do this.
Nice.
No, it's, yeah. We, you know, so we said yes. And so we're organizing this right now. There will be probably glass blowing, body painting, live music, of course. It's going to be kind of a one-of-a-kind experience through my album. So people will be entering, you know, seeing the instrument I'll be playing, and then it's kind of an experience of the album.
Mm-hmm. You'll be playing while they do the art, the glass blowing itself, right? You'll
yes.
As a soundtrack
yeah.
to that, right?
Yes, there's yeah. different places, but yeah, this is the idea. And then the piece that will be created will be, there will be a raffle happening, so somebody's going to win it, and then we'll be going to play
oh,
live.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'm working on a piece that is in the album, which is called Step It Up. There's some body percussion that replaces all the percussion, and there's a solo part and everything.
Oh, wow.
And I wanted to create this to do it live, because when we recorded it, that was in a very small closet, you know. Mm-hmm. In and out of this closet many times. You know?
Yeah. I've never said that about you.
So, I said it. And anyway, we never played it live altogether. So my idea is to create this piece live on stage, and it should be pretty.
So you're going to crawl into a box or something?
Yeah, that yeah. could be. Yeah, bring your closet with you. It could be magic too. We'll get one of our magicians to
exactly.
be part of this thing.
And he's gone, but we still hear him.
Yeah, I wanted to mention one thing before we let you go, Sammy. You're still trying to get a citizenship in the United States, aren't you? You're trying to still
yeah.
trying to get your green card. You've been here for quite a while on a work visa, right?
Exactly. I've been here on a work visa. I injured my knee, mm-hmm. during the creation of the show. So there's a lot of things acrobatically I cannot do anymore.
Because mm-hmm. you were an acrobat before, I mean, and a musician, but primarily when you came here, it was to be an acrobat. Correct?
Yes, I was a parkour free runner.
Okay,
performer.
Parkour is just mm-hmm. ridiculous.
This it is kills, a world class
yeah, like,
athlete.
That's
here.
Like, that's out of control stuff. I don't understand how you all do that. That's amazing. But anyway, so.
Well, it's great because thanks to, you know, internet and everything, the level just exploded, you know, those past 5 years. And it's amazing what now people can do in parkour and free running. And it's really cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I came for that. And well, I injured my knee, so now I cannot do it anymore. You know, I still follow what's going on, but I turn more into music. So yes, so I don't have the green card. I'm here on the work visa, but we're working hard on, you know, my musicianship and everything. So we can stay here, you know, as long as we can and, you know, keep the family here in Las Vegas or in the States, you know, because this is where so far we want to stay.
And the goal is for you to be able to reach that status and for Leslie to become part of
exactly because Leslie, my wife, yeah, cannot work.
She can't work right now.
Yeah, so it gets things even more complicated financially, you know, in a way. And you know, and then Ilan, and then I mean, we were kind of stuck in a way that okay, what are we going to do and what's next? So with this album, we're hoping to, you know, open more doors and have more things happening for us in the future so we can have the possibility to have green card and
right.
know, for her to work. That's the main idea for now.
Right.
And so let's say one more time where people can get the CD. What is the website?
SammySaula.com, SammySaula.com.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, gosh, we're so blessed to have you in the show, and this album is amazing. I know Katz has talked about it forever, and your family is so beautiful.
Thank you.
And oh my gosh, I just love that little Alon so much. It's not, I mean, he's the most adorable child, and you have such a beautiful family, and thank you for taking the time to come on.
And we have to give a shout out to Kina, too, the older sister.
Oh, also. I have not
yes,
met her yet.
Her.
She's something else, too. She's a story in herself. That's another
for well, she's going to have her own. She'll be a guest on her own episode.
She can do that girl can do anything right now. So, again, Sammy, it's been a pleasure meeting you guys, and we're not letting this go. We're going to follow you all the way through.
Thank you very much.
Whatever the destination is, we'll always be there. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you. I just want to say a big thank you for Leslie for being who she is, my wife, and a big kiss to both of my kids. I love you guys.